时候呢，我就会去他家。
We're on vacation, I would actually go to his house.
那你知道男生啊，话很少的。
You know, like, men do not have a lot of words together.
但是呢，遇到你的很投缘的这个同学呢，就
话就说不完。But we have a really nice friend, you have a lot to say to each other.
但问题是呢，他家旁边附近呢，有一个墓园。
The problem is, in his neighborhood, there's a cemetery.
所以我如果太晚回家的时候，我会经过那个墓园。
I would have to pass the cemetery when I, you know, went back home, every time.
那走过那一段的时候呢，晚上又很暗哈，那路灯又不是很亮。
So when I walked past by, it was really dark. I would be really scared.
所以有一次我去他家。
So one day I went to his house and I look at time again and again.
可是还是讲得太晚了。
But then still it came really late.
那我要回家了。
So I had to go back home.
那在半路的时候，我就想，哎呀。经过那墓园的时候，脚开始发软。
On my way home, when I was passing the cemetery, I was like, start shaking.
那我也想说，那就唱歌吧。
Then I thought maybe I should start singing so that I could actually, you know, become more brave.
那我也想说，唱歌呢，你不能唱太哀怨的歌。
So when I sing a song, I cannot sing like really sad songs.
那唱军歌。
So I have to like sing a song of soldiers.
那时候有一个电影叫《八百壮士》，哇，那个。
So there was like a movie called 800 Soldiers. So there was a song in that movie.
那我就记得那个歌的主题曲。
So I knew the theme song.
我就开始唱。
I started singing that song.
结果唱到越唱越大声，唱到副歌的时
候。But then when I'm singing even louder.
同胞们起来，同胞们起来。
I can't turn.
那我看整个墓园都我的声音的回响。
I heard all the whole thing was echoing my singing.
我吓得。
I was like so scared of.
如果那时候有记录的话，我可能会打破世界纪录。
Actually, I know my speed could actually break the world record of running.
如果那些骨头、那些这个死人都起来了，哇，那我
those bones became alive, what would have happened?
在以西结书第37章当中，我们刚刚所读的这一处。
The verses that I just read
是一个非常触目惊心的信息。
The dry bones coming to life is a very shocking message.
由于当年以色列神的选民呢，他们违背神的心意，受到管教，结果被掳到外邦去。
The Israelites actually broke God's commands, so they were actually exiled, and then so their nation was dead, and they were actually into a different nation.
那对一个王国的子民来说，上帝应许要带他们重新进入。回到他们的国土里面，让他们重新建立家园，这是何等的恩典。
So for the people of a subjugated nation, it's really hard for them to revive. But God had promised them He would actually bring them back to their home country.
所以他就借着先知，然后给予异象，来预言神要复兴他的百姓。
So through prophets, through the prophesies, He wanted to give His people His vision that this thing would actually happen.
那特别是先知以西结，上个礼拜我们提到，他看见一个异象，是神要把复兴他们灵心的心啊，肉实心代替肉心，然后让他们重新复苏起来。
So last week I talked about a prophet Ezekiel got a vision from God that actually God would give him a new heart in place of the stone heart.
那今天我们要分享的是这一幕枯骨复苏的异象，也是神给以西结要预言神要再次来重新复苏他的百姓。
So today I'm going to share like a new vision that Ezekiel got from God that the dry bones come into life.
使他们经历上帝不但是过去的造物主，现在的掌权者，更是未来
的
统治者。
But also he's going to be the ruler of the future.
那在今天呢，同样的，我们被神拣选呼召成为神的儿女。
In the same way, we're called to be God's children.
那我们在这里要建造神荣耀的教会。
We need to build God's glorious church over here.
那我们想想我们自己。
Let's think about it.
曾几何时，我们也步入以色列当年这些百姓的后尘。
Do we have at sometimes also follow the ways of Israelites that broke God's commands?
也就是我们渐渐偏离神的心意。
So we walked away from God's will.
连现在号称以基督教立国的美国，
我们看见
百姓也开始渐渐偏离基督。
Even the nation of America, who claimed to be a nation that's built upon Christianity, is still walking away from the Lord.
那我们看见百姓道德底线无限下滑。
We see the moral virtues of the people actually gone down a lot.
我们看见现在法律所制定的。这些条例也不再完全合乎圣经了。
A lot of the constitutions or laws that are made are not in accordance with the Bible.
那再看看今天教会的光景。
Now look at the situations of the church today.
虽然有还是有很多勇敢地站出来捍卫真理的。
Although there are a lot of true Christians actually come out to defend God's truth.
但是我们看见教会的气象，很多尤其是在美国中西部内陆的这些乡下教会的，都是死气沉沉的。
We still see a lot of dying churches in America, especially like in a Midwest, like the some of the states in Midwest, like in Ohio.
根据统计，美国教会大概有超过450,000
According to statistics, there are around like 450,000 churches in America.
那其中只有15%的教会在增长。
In the middle, like around just 15% of them are actually growing.
但是你知道，每一年有将近4,000间教会在关门。
Every year, 4,000 churches are closing.
当然，你说这个比例不到1%啦。
So you think probably that's just not even 1%.
但是竟然有4,000间教会每一年要关门啊。
But still, the number is pretty startling. It's 4,000 churches. It's 4,000.
平均一天。有到十间教会要关门，
so averagely 10 churches a day are closing.
那这是一个很可怕的数字。
That's a scary number.
那你说那华人教会呢？
Now, what about Chinese churches?
没有人做过统计。
Nobody has ever done such a statistics.
但是我们心知肚明。
But we know.
呀，以教会来说，我们教会已经成立超过30年了。
But our church has been like 30 years.
那成长如
何呢？ More than 30 years. What about our growth?
假如我们不好好努力，未来可能也难逃关门的结局。
If we don't make improvements, maybe we're closing in the future too.
Yeah, 我们也听说过有些教会关门的事。
So I've heard a lot of some churches that are closing.
Yeah, 所以我们为了避免羞辱主名，将来无法对主交账，我们都需要灵命复苏，是不是？
So in order to prevent from dishonoring God's name and not be able to give God like an account in the future, we all need to be very alert.
好像只有两个人理我觉得同意哈，其他人呢好像都没有反应。
Looks like only two of you are actually responding.
呀，我们为了避免羞辱主名，无法跟主交账，我们都需要灵命复苏，同不同意？
Do you agree we all need spiritual revival?
那今天这一段信息其实对我们来讲也同样带来一个极大的鼓舞。
So this message actually gives a lot of encouragement.
那就算我们的灵命光景也许就像这些枯骨枯干的骸骨一样，但即便如此，我相信神也可以再次来复兴我们。
Although our spiritual lives are just like these dry bones right now, we can still improve.
所以我们要一起来认识来学习如何让神再一次来翻转我们的生命。
So we all need to learn to study how God can revive us.
所以这一段经文枯骨复苏的信息当中，我们也来一同经历个人灵命的复苏。
So I hope through learning these verses, we could all learn how we could actually experience a spiritual revival.
好，基本上灵命复苏呢，有三个以下三个步骤。
Basically, there are three steps to our spiritual revival.
好，首先是要认识自己的光景。
First, you have to know yourself.
从第一节到第三节，我们再读一次
好吗？ So first one, two, three, let's read it together again.
如果你的眼睛够好，请你读大声一点。
Please read louder if you can see it clearly.
好，预备，请。
The hand of the Lord was on me, and it brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord, and set me in the middle of the valley. It was full of bones. Led me back and forth among them, and I saw a great many bones on the floor of the valley, bones that were very dry. He asked me, Son of man, can these bones live? I said, Sovereign Lord, you alone know.
认识自己三方面的光景，第一个是来到绝望的困境。
So first you have to know, like, you're actually in a despair and hopeless situation.
啊，第一节那里讲到说，神的灵降在以西结啊，以西结身上，然后把他带到一个平原当中。
So verse 1 told us, the hand of the Lord was on Ezekiel, and he was brought by the Spirit of the Lord to the middle of a valley that was full of bones.
那在这个平原当中。遍地都是骸骨。
So there are bones everywhere.
那我们看见这个意象当中呢，仿佛来到一个绝望的困境。
So that was very hopeless, very despair.
到处都没有一些生气啊，都是骸骨，都是绝望，都没有一个生还的一个生物在那里。
There was no life, no sign of life.
那的确，对于以西结来说，这些骸骨就是以色列全家。上帝的选民，因为他们不单是在政治上遭遇国破家亡，就像骸骨一样 横尸遍野。
So for Ezekiel, this is actually our Israel. The situations of the Israelites, because the nation was already dead, so the nation was full of the bones.
然后在灵性上面呢，他们也极其像那些枯干的骸骨。
Well, spiritually, not just physically, they're also like these dry bones.
他们违背上帝的律例典章，与上帝隔绝。
They disobeyed God's commands and they were separated from God.
就像死了一样
just like a walking dead
那整段经文呢就好像一个非常好的批判现状的警惕文
so the whole verse is just like a criticism of actually Israelite situation
满山遍野的尸骨就像 那些枯骨象征处于绝境的人
the bones that are filled with the valley actually are symbolizing the people who are in despair and hopelessness
没有盼望没有前途只有行只有存着行尸走肉的躯壳，这个现象而已。
These people have no hope, no future, except just living like a walking dead body.
这个现象可以投射在个人的身上，也可以引述在教会的整体结构上。
This phenomenon can actually projecting onto our lives and also onto our church.
那突然间看见这么多枯骨。是从来以前从来没有看过。
All of a sudden, Ezekiel saw so many bones that he had never seen before.
这也让人怀疑今天教会也可能沦亡，成为枯干的这个骨头，而浑然不知。
Sometimes we're doubting, like our church probably are in this kind of situation too, full of dry bones, and we're not even aware of the situation.
我们从中西部搬过来这里。
We moved from Middle West Ohio.
那中西部的很多的美国的比较老的教会，他们旁边就是墓园。
There are a lot of American old churches, and you see that in their neighborhoods, they're like full of cemeteries.
所以教堂的周围呢，旁边都是骸骨。
So you could actually see these actual churches surrounded by bones.
不过这些看起来呢都不算很恐怖，因为他们做很多美化，所以看起来。还比较漂亮一点，美观一点。
But because the beautiful landscaping, you would actually feel that's scary.
但更可怕的是那些看不见的骸骨。
But the more scary is the bones you could not see.
那象征着一群在教会中仿佛灵性已经死了，但是他们毫不自知。
And symbolizing those who are spiritually dead and they don't even aware.
那明明就像已经是遍满骸骨了。但是却不愿承认。
Although it's already dry, like full of dry bones in church, but they don't know.
这就是不认识自己的属灵的光景。
That's not knowing your situations.
那第二个呢？我们要认识自己是可能为时已晚的无奈。
So now the second thing, when you realize we're actually really helpless, probably already too late.
第二节这里说，他说，他使我从骸骨的四围经过，谁知在平原的骸骨甚多。而且怎么样？极其枯干。
So in verse 2, Ezekiel was actually led back and forth, and he saw great many bones in the floor of the valley, and the bones were very, very dry.
那根据我们刚刚所读的这经文呢，这么多的骸骨是可能是在这个一场战争当中，很多人就被杀了。
According to the verse, maybe these bones were actually the people who actually were dead in a war.
那在被杀之后呢，这个尸体呢就慢慢腐化。
And they were after were dead, their bodies would actually decompose.
然后呢就开始就变成骸骨了。
They became like very very dry bones.
可是这骸骨不但成为白骨之后呢，而且还非常的枯干，这表示已经死亡相当相当长的时间了。
Dry bones would basically mean the person has been dead for a very long time.
虽然圣经中有记载许多死人复活的事情。
Although in the Bible it's been recorded a lot of men that came back to life.
但是都是他们刚刚死了不久，还没有变成枯干的骸骨之前。
That usually happened after they just died, but not really after they have been dead for a very long time.
但如果骸骨已经枯干了，那说明为时已晚。
But if bones have become really dry, that means probably too late.
那今天我们教会有没有可能到为时已晚的光景呢
？So are church already too late, or it become like really dry bones?
有人说教会荒凉啊。
Some people say churches are very desolate.
最可怕的不是太少人来聚会。
The most scary thing is not we have very few people to come to church to worship.
也不是太穷买不起教堂。
Not because we're too poor to afford to buy a church, buy a building.
聘请不到牧师
，nor could we cannot buy like a recruit a pastor，
而是大多数的信徒呢，灵命已经死掉了。
But because most of the church members are already spiritually dead，
到一个地步呢，撒旦都懒得做工了。
Even to a point that Satan won't even bother to work。
也就是说，我们看见教会已经没有活力气象，萎靡不振，越来越荒芜，甚至到了名存实亡、回天乏术的。
So I've seen church has no vigor, no life, and then it's been too late, and then there was no opportunity for church to revive. So I guess that's what mentioned in the Revelation, that it's a lukewarm church. Why do we worry that church could actually become lukewarm? Because it's like a dead person has no feelings.
你说或冷或热都很好,
maybe whether you feel like hot or feel cold, at least you have feelings.
那热当然很好活热嘛, 但是冷了之后他还会进步嘛, 至少知道自己冷了。
When you feel hot, that's good. When you feel cold, you at least know that you need to make improvements.
但又不冷又不热,
but then you're neither hot or nor cold, and that's bad.
那等于死了嘛, 都无所谓,
that means no feelings.
毫无动静,
just,
完全没有知觉反应,
just like walking dead, no reactions, no responses. Then we have to be very alert on that.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
还有反应啊,
oh, you still have reactions, that's good.
第三个是无法改变变的命运。
The third is like, we have to realize we're actually
第三节, 继续下来是说, 他对我说, 就是神对他说, 人子啊, 指的就是以西结, 这些骸骨能复活吗?
So in verse 3, God asked Ezekiel, Son of man, can these bones Ezekiel asked,
回答, 他说, 耶和华, 你是知道的。
Then Ezekiel said, Sovereign Lord, you alone know.
那上帝问以西结说, 这些骸骨, 这些骨头还可以活过来吗?
So God asked Ezekiel, can these bones really be alive?
如果神问你的话, 这些骨头活过来, 你会怎么说呢?
If God asked you that question, how would you answer?
最近在台湾或者在大陆是联考的季节。
Recently in Taiwan, China, there's this examination time for entering like universities.
假如你看见很多人都在认真的学习,
if you see a lot of students who are actually studying very hard in order to enter a good university,
但有一个年轻人, 他不爱学习, 跑到网吧那里, 这里沉迷, 在颓废的, 在那里沉迷, 这个, 这个在网络里面,
but then you see a student who actually dropped out from school and actually went online a lot and then was addicted to video games.
那你问说, 诶, 这个年轻人今年可以考上第一志愿, 台大或是北大吗?
Would you believe this young man would actually be able to enter Beijing University or Taiwan University?
那我就回答说, 天晓得。
And then I would say, who knows?
那意思是什么?
Then what does that mean?
怎么可能? 这是
That means how would that even possible? That's beyond what he could do.
除非上帝要特别眷顾他,
unless God has special mercy on him.
那同样的是, 为什么上帝要问以西结呢?
So in the same way, why did God want to ask Ezekiel this question?
难道上帝不知道答案吗?
Why didn't God know the answer?
难道只有以西结能够决定吗?
Why did, was that just because only Ezekiel who could actually make that decision?
想象一下, 假如我们正处于灵性低潮,
think about where,
我们也看不见盼望, 看不见未来的时候, 突然间上帝问你说, 我们, 你们能够复兴吗? 他们能够复兴吗?
So think about ourselves when we're at our spiritually really low, and then if God asks us this question, can we come back to life? Can these people come back to life? How would you answer? Then our answer would be,
天晓得,
might be not possible.
只有神才知道,
maybe we don't know, only God knows. We believe this actually comes from our hopelessness. But there are actually two meanings when Ezekiel answered this question. First,
he
admitted his ignorance, his limitedness, and he knew there was no other answer.
但另外一方面是说人的无能为力正强调了神的大能权柄虽然呢在人看不能但是在神凡事都能。
On the other hand, it's like man's powerlessness is it's just rightly to manifest the God's almighty power and sovereignty. Though with man, things may seem impossible, but with God, everything is possible.
所以我相信神之所以要问以西结, 乃是要让他参与其中, 让他先认识自己的光景。
So I believe the reason that God asked Ezekiel this question was that he wanted Ezekiel to know his situation.
才能够一起 让他经历神的大能,
so that he could actually co-work with God and experience God's almighty power.
所以简单的说, 认识自己的光景就是为了能够彻底的破碎自己,
so simply,
以至于我们相信除了神以外, 没有任何的能力可以让我们改变命运, 唯有如此, 我们才会坚定地依靠神。
So simply speaking, knowing our situations is to completely break ourselves so that we may fully rely on God.
那第二方面呢的第二步骤呢是要带出信心的行动。
The second step to spiritual revival is we have to take actions with faith.
从第四节到第七节。
So verse 47.
同样的有三方面的行动我们也要 有付出的。
So we need to actually take three steps.
首先是领受主的吩咐。
First we have to listen to God's words.
我们一起来读第四节好吗
?Let's read verse 4 together.
请。
Then he said to me, prophesy to these bones and say to them, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord.
好。当以西结看见这一堆骸骨已经确定他们毫无生命迹象甚至任何复活的可能性都没有了。
So when Ezekiel saw these dry bones, fully assured that these bones had no sign of life.
但是在这个时候，神却吩咐以西结，叫他们开口，叫他开口，竟然对这些骸骨来说话发言。
And at that time, God even asked Ezekiel to speak to these dry bones.
哎，有没有搞错啊？
Was that even wrong?
如果神要我们这样做，可能我们会跟神讨价还价。我觉得去向这些活着的人传福音还比较实在。啊，宁愿去向这个同以赛亚，去向那些耳朵发沉、心蒙脂油的人传信息，也总比对这些已经死去的骸骨来发言还来得强，是不是
？So if God wanted us to spread gospel to these kind of people, we would probably bargain with God and say, "Hey, it would be better for us to spread gospel to those living people, but not walking dead." And then, because these people have no ears and have no sounds.
但没想到以西结竟然没有跟神讨价还价，没有怀疑。
But Ezekiel did not bargain with the Lord.
他就照
他去做了。He did not doubt. He just followed God's command.
那相同的事如果发生在我们身上，我们可能觉得说，上帝啊，你是在愚弄我们，还是在侮辱我们的智商啊？
We probably thought God would God actually is fooling us around, or actually humiliating our intelligence.If he asks us to do this kind of thing,
我宁愿去跟一个活人，但是他刚硬没有关系哈，至少还有一点点、一点点的希望。可是你看这些骨头啊，死骨头，在跟他讲话有什么用？
Even spreading gospel to a person with hardened heart would be better than spreading gospel to a walking dead.
有时候神给我们的指令啊，神给我们的吩咐，通常不合逻辑。
Sometimes the commands that God give to us are very illogical.
但是如果我们要经历黎明复苏，我们就要单单顺服，不要怀疑。
But、
就照着去做就对了。
In order to experience a real spiritual revival, you really have to be submissive, just obey it and do it.
这就是我们对神话语信心的回应。
That is faith.
那第二方面的行动呢，是遵命说预言。
The second one, the step, is prophesy as commanded.
它不是只有理智上接受而已，他也遵命就说预言了。
Not just mentally accepted, but also he did it.
那第七节他说，于是我遵命说预言。
Verse 7 said, So I prophesied as I was commanded.
请注意这个于是这个字啊。
So behold, it says,
它表示一个立即的行动。
It said it's an immediate action.
你说领受归领受，但是有些时候我们会借口逃脱的。
Acceptance is one thing, but sometimes we would find excuses not to do God's word.
除非我们有立即的行动，并且是忠心的传达，否则我们常常忘记了，哎呀，感动归感动，过两天又忘了。
Unless we have very immediate action, that does not mean we have really obeyed God's commands.
以西结呢，他照着神的话，如何告诉他怎么做，他不加上自己的意思就照着去做。
So Ezekiel faithfully followed God's commands and did not add anything that he thought and just took immediate actions.
那也许我们会觉得奇怪。
Maybe we would actually feel strange.
为什么不上帝自己说这个预言呢？
Why didn't God prophesy himself? Why did he want Ezekiel to do the prophecy?
难道没有以西结，神就做不了事情吗？
Was that because without Ezekiel that God could not do his work?
当然不是啊。
Of course not.
因为是神的怜悯与恩典
Because God's mercy and his grace
要以西结有幸参与在神伟大计划当中
He wanted Ezekiel to cooperate in his work and to be part of his work
而他要说的呢其实就是单单的顺服而已
So what Ezekiel needed to do is just to be submissive
那今天我们也一样
So today in the same way we need to do the same
上帝要成就他的事难道没有你不行吗
So today, without you and God could not do his work? No.
就是我们有幸参与在神的计划当中。
Because God wants us to be his co-workers.
所以我们如果要经历灵命复苏，或是我们要经历教会的复兴，也许在人看来完全不能，毫无希望可言。但是倘若神的大能作为定义要成就，我相信他会先寻找和他使用的器皿来与他同工。
So when God has determined to do his work, he's going to actually seek a good vessel.
就像以西结一样，也许他所寻找的器皿就是你，就是我。
Maybe just like Ezekiel, the vessels that God are searching for right now are you and me.
不是我，因为我们有什么本事。
Not because we're so able.
乃是我们是否愿意单单的顺服。
But God actually is looking for a man of faith.
并且是立即的行动。
And also a man who could actually take immediate actions after they have heard God's words.
而非一堆的借口或是一再的推脱。
But not like a good people who always find excuses for not doing God's work.
最后一方面是持续的宣告。
So the last step we need to take is continuously proclaim.
第七节那里叫正说预言的时候不料。
So in verse 7 says, as Ezekiel prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking.
第十节又说我于是又遵命说预言。
So in verse 10 it says, so I prophesied as he commanded me.
以西结虽然 有信心他领受吩咐并且他也忠心顺服去行。但是圣经用一个很奇怪的词不料这个词呢很特别的
Although Ezekiel was fully submissive and was very willing to prophesy but in the Bible why did it say behold
举例来说我今天早上很早起床预备好
For example this morning I woke up really early and then get prepared to come to church
正要出门的时候不料
And then before I went out and all of a sudden
突然间一阵刮一阵大风来就开始下起大雨了
There was a strong gust of wind and raining
这个不料背后呢好像暗示着不在我们计划中预期计划中的事情竟然发生了
So that means something unexpected actually happened
那这是否表示说以西结的信心不够呢
Does that mean Ezekiel's faith was not sufficient?
因为没有预料到这些刚才所说的
Just because he did not expect the things that would have happened. And then when it was happening, and then things just happened.
感觉是这样啊，但其实不是的。
So you felt like that way, but no, it was not true.
因为当他亲眼见证枯骨复制这一幕时，他感到震撼所表现的一个惊叹词。原文这个原文是看啊。Behold, 这个意思。
It was basically when he was seeing the dry bones coming back to life, he was actually shocked.
我记得二十多年前我第一次来美国国庆日看烟火，前几天。
I remember like around 20 years ago, I came to the United States and saw fireworks the first time during the July 4th weekend. So I was waiting for a very long time.
烟火要晚上才放。
And you know the fireworks often happen at night.
九点啊。
It was around 9 o'clock, and still did not see fireworks. So there are a lot of people there.
真的等。
So I was waiting.
第一声响起的。
And all of a sudden, I saw the fireworks like lighting the sky.
很多人尖叫了。
So a lot of people were screaming at that time.
心情很激动。
So I was so excited.
你看。
You see the fireworks?
哇，我想我们如果在当时的时候，那心情也是这样的。
So we knew that.
看啊看啊。
When we're so when Ezekiel was seeing this, actually the bones, he was actually in the same way.
我相信当时以西也是哇这个从来没看过的这种事情哇看了 ，behold 这样子的。
Because they had never seen this kind of vision before.
但更困惑以西结的还在后面。
But what confused actually Ezekiel was even later.
因为他惊讶的看见这些筋啊。
He was surprised.
这些长肉皮这上线，但是他们还是没有生命的气息啊。
He even saw like the tendons were actually attached to the bones, and also even covered the bones were covered with skin, but there was still no breath.
奇怪了，怎么没有照神所说的，他们就活过来了
？How come these people did not really come back to life as God already prophesied?
那这时候的以西结没有放弃相信。
But then Ezekiel did not give up on believing in God's word.
于是神告诉他，你要继续，你要改向风发预言，不是向这些这个尸骨发预言了，你要跟风发预言。
Then God told Ezekiel, "You need to prophesy to the winds."
也就是说，以西结有信心的行动，尽管事情尚未完全的成就，但他仍然持续不断的宣告与坚持。
That just manifested like Ezekiel's great faith, even though the things did not really happen completely, he still continued to trust in God's words.
这样的行动是证明他的信心是真实的。
Just proved that Ezekiel's faith was true, was real.
有些时候我们信归信，但是当我们要行动的时候，我们的行动就没有告诉我们是真正的信。
Sometimes we say we believe, we trust, but when we really take actions, there is no faith in it.
同样的，我们要经历灵命的复苏，我们刚刚大家都同意，我们都要灵命复苏，但是常常不是一次到位的。
So when we experience spiritual revival, it just cannot happen just at one time or right away.
也需要有一段持续不停宣告的过程。
It really takes time to proclaim.
我们要让我要灵命复苏，我要灵命复苏，你要对自己宣告。
Keep telling yourself, I need that spiritual revival.
这就是一个信心的行动。
So that is an action of faith.
而不是只有一次，阿姨，不是我祷告之后我就灵命复苏。哎，
It's not just like after I pray one time, then I have revived.
啊，算了吧。
Then that's not the right way to do.
最后一方面是我们要领，最后一个步骤是我们要领受圣灵的大能。
The last step, receiving the power of the Holy Spirit.
啊，第八节到第十节。
So from 8 to 10.
那你提到有三方面的圣灵的大能。第一呢是生津长肉植皮，这是什么意思呢
？So the first issue, there were like three things that showed the power of the Holy Spirit. First is like tendons and flesh covered.On skin.
第八节，我们一起来读，好不好？预备，请。
I looked, and tendons and flesh appeared on them, and skin covered them, and there was no breath in them.
那之前我们上礼拜有讲过。
So last week we talked about.
这一系列灵受的异象当中，神应许他要赐给一个新心，
that God would
然后将心灵放在他里面
and a new spirit,
要从肉体中除掉石心，赐给他们新心，
the stone heart will be taken away, and
he
will have flesh heart.So they would actually obey commands.
那上礼拜我们有学习过，这个比较容易懂。
So that was easy to understand.
为什么呢？因为就算这个人呢，过去作恶多端，或是铁石心肠，甚至毫无人性，毕竟这个人还是活着的，永远都有机会悔改，或是这个生命翻转的。
So although the person would actually had already committed a lot of crimes, or did a lot of wrong things, but still had chance to get a new heart because he's still alive.
然而。面对这一堆已经为时已晚的枯干骸骨，
就像
青春已经消失了，覆水难收了，再也来不及，再也回不去了，是不是
？But these dry bones are just like spilled water, hard to be gathered up again. It seems like to be impossible to go back as before.
但直到以西结看到这一幕，他才彻底改变他过去的认知，翻转我们过去对神有限的理解。
Until Ezekiel saw that vision, he totally believed, and then he.Totally changed his belief.
让人可以对神的大能做一个能够大能作为生存敬畏。
So it would really stand in awe of God's power.
因为第六节那里讲到说因为生津长肉植皮之后的目的是你们便知道我是耶和华。
So the verse 6 actually said, when the tendons of flesh appeared on, and the skin covered the bones, and you'll see that I am God.
原来神要我们经历他的大能。竟然可以使过去的事物重新恢复原来的面貌。
So God really wants us to experience His almighty power through seeing the things really going back to as original.
失去的东西竟然可以再次寻回，再次得着。
The things you have totally lost can be found again.
这就是神的大能啊，
简直让人难以置信。That's God's almighty power. That's unbelievable.
我们都需要经历这样的大能。
We all need to actually experience this almighty power.
在我们生命当中。也许我们犯了很多的错误。
In our lives, we might have made a lot of mistakes.
但神永远给我们机会的。
But God always gives us opportunities.
那重点是，光是生津长肉啊，植皮，这对我们来讲已经莫大神迹了。不过这还不够，因为这还不能够构成维持生命的条件，还需要第二步。
So only tendons and flesh appear on the bones and the skins cover the bones is not really enough.
第二个是要吹入神的信息。
Second thing we need to we need God's breath.
九到十节上半节，我们一起来读好不好？预备。
Verse 9 to 10.
请。
Then he said to me, "Prophet said to the breath, prophesy, son of man, say to it, this is what the sovereign Lord says: Come, breathe from four wings and breathe into these slain, and they may live." So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath entered them.Breath.
好，我们看见虽然这些骸骨已经生筋长肉植皮恢复原来的面貌了。但是内在的灵更加的重要，否则它只是一个，就算这些肉啊、这些筋啊、皮回来，只是算植物人而已，没有任何的意义。
So Ezekiel has seen like these dry bones have had tendons and also covered with skin, but that's not enough. They still like a walking dead.
在这个经文这段里面有出现几个字：信息啊、气息、风啊、四方啊，或是灵啊，其实都同一个字。都是指这个 breath， 都是指这个灵啊。
So in these verses, there are actually a few words like breath, like prophesy, and like winds actually mean the same thing, the spirit.
当以西结遵命说预言的时候，接下来是他透过上帝的气息进入，或是灵，或是风，就进入这些的骸骨。
So Ezekiel just obeyed these commands and then just prophesied to the wind,
to the breath.
So when God's Spirit is breathed into our lives, we have real life.
正如创世纪神造人，乃是从尘土。 造出人之后，再将生命之气吹入这人的鼻孔当中，
才成了有灵的活人。 Just like in Genesis, when we were first made, we were just made of dirt. But then it wasn't until when God breathed into Adam's nostril, the breath, that he became a living being.
对于这些长出身体的这些骸骨，也需要重新得到上帝的吹气，使他们可以真正活过来。
So these dry bones, even they have bodies right now, they still need God's Spirit so that they can become really alive. Because God's Spirit is our breath. So today, to us, the same thing. We need God's Spirit to enter us so that we can have the breath from God. A lot of people look like alive, but they're not really not alive. They're just like walking dead because they don't have the breath of the Holy Spirit from God.
除非神的灵、神的气息能够进入这些人的身体当中，才能够有活泼的盼望。Unless
God's Spirit entered into the bodies of these people, that they can become real alive. Really.
对于我们而言，我们若要经历灵命复苏，我们也需要接受神的灵，我们才能够真正活起来。So
in order to experience spiritual revival, we need to have this kind of spirit too. We can become alive again.
最后一个是成为主的军队。So
become God's army would be the last step we have to take.
那第四节下半节说，So
in verse 10
says，我们一起来读，预备，请。They
came to life and stood up on their feet, a vast army.
以西结看见这些枯骨长筋长肉，然后长皮，最后成为一个有气息的活人之后呢，更重要的是，竟然可以成为一个极大的军队。
So after Ezekiel have seen these bones, dry bones, have tendons, and also covered with skin, and then also breath into life, and the last, they could even stand up on their feet and became a vast army.
就算他们长筋长肉活过来了，但是如果活过来又成了一堆的废物，那有什么用呢？
So if these bones, dry bones, even though they have skin, they have tendons, but they have breath, but then they have no power, they're still nothing.
但是我们看见 以西结他看到这个枯树复苏呢的记载，或许他不清楚，当时还不清楚这个意象的真正意义。但是今天我们却可以清楚明白上帝的旨意，因为神让以西结看到这个意象呢，其实必定要实现的。果然，以色列在经历亡国2000多年之后，终于在1948年5月14号复国。 而且呢，成为这个世代最奇妙的预言。So
really, see the prophets of Ezekiel has really realized today because you have seen like the dead nation, the Israel, have really stand up on their feet and became an army and became a nation again.
我们可以看见说，在人不能，在神凡事都能。So
we know that with things, nothing is impossible.
枯干的骨头果真成为一个极大的军队。Dry
bones can become a vast army.
你看以色列的周围的国家。
When you see like the countries around Israel today,
这些阿拉伯国家面对地中海，然后屹立不倒，这其他周围这些再把它攻下来，就是攻不下来。They
stand really strong around these Arabic countries, but then they just do not fail.
因为这是强大的军队啊。Because
it's a vast army, and it became a nation in 1948.
那今天对于基督教而言的发展也是如此。So
now, for the progress of Christianity,
教会从五旬节 耶稣升天之后，五旬节开始降临圣灵降临下来之后，竟然也可以成为一大军队，成为基督的精兵，把福音广传到全世界。Church
has also become a vast army since the Pentecost. That Jesus Christ ascended to heaven and sent the Holy Spirit.
那我们来回想一下我们自己的教会。Let's
just look back of to our church.
那我们今天的光景，如果有圣灵的大能在我们当中。
If we really have the power of the Holy Spirit, don't look upon yourself. If you look at ourselves, we might say, oh, we're too old, we're too sick.
但是我告诉你, 如果神许可与怜悯, 我们将要成为一个极大的军队, 你们同不同意?
But let me tell you, if God is with us and gives the Holy Spirit, and then we can become a vast army. Do you agree?
Yeah.
Maybe we have already felt hopeless. Maybe we have felt we cannot do anything for God. Maybe we're feeling disappointed with our church, with other brothers and sisters.
We might not believe that God,
our church can actually grow again.
也许你感觉就像我们就如同一堆枯骨 让你绝望
You might feel we're just like these dry bones and you feel desperate.
在人的角度来讲 也许是对的 但是我更相信神凡事都能
But we although with our human from our human beings perspective this might sound right but from God nothing is impossible.
既然他能够使枯骨再次复生 他就能够使我们灵命重新复苏
So God can make these dry bones alive again. He can restore our spiritual lives as well.
那我们也相信经历灵命束缚是并非一夜之间突然发生的。
We know that it won't happen like at one night.
你要有先后的步骤才能够达成。
You have to take some steps in order to make it happen.
我常常说一句话, 他说,
I often say,
说, 有顺服, 先有顺服, 才会带来祝福。
So be submissive before you can be blessed.
在当时代, 神在当时代的 呼召了先知以西结，先有先知以西结的顺服，才会经历后来神的祝福。
So God called Ezekiel to prophesy.
我们看三,
and then so with Ezekiel's submissiveness, and then he saw the vision, and the Israelites, the nation of Israel, became alive.
当以西结认识自己的光景,
when Ezekiel knew his situation,
于是他带出信心的行动,
and he took actions with his faith.
最后,
And he received the power of the Holy Spirit.
那同样在今天的世代当中, 我相信神呼召你我来到这里, 就是要一起来复兴我们, 要翻转我们的生命, 如同枯骨复苏。
So after Ezekiel has taken these steps and he had experienced that spiritual revival. So in the same way, today, after we have taken these three steps, we can experience the spiritual revival again, too.
我相信我们也可以经历灵命更新, 甚至可以成为一群极大的军队,
we can even become a vast army for God.
使我们能够在他的旨意与计划当中也有份,
so that we can also have a part in God's plan.
但问题是你愿意降服在神的带领之中吗?
The question is, are you willing to be submissive?
让我们都 奋起勇敢地来做基督的精兵 好吗?
Let's all stand up. How about let's all stand up and become Christian soldiers.
好, 让我们一起来回应, 我们愿意成为基督精兵, 让我们一起起立,
Let's sing this song, Onward Christian Soldiers. 22, so.